VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States and China imposed tariffs on one another's goods Thursday. VOA correspondent Philip Alexio reports from Washington.
The new round of tariffs took effect the day after delegations from both nations met in Washington for the first of 2 days of talks aimed at resolving the dispute, the first such formal discussion since June. U.S. President Donald Trump telling Reuters in an interview this week he does not expect much progress from the discussions. The Trump administration is demanding that Beijing change its practice of heavily subsidizing its technology sector and open its markets to more U.S. goods. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
On Thursday, China's Commerce Ministry criticized the tariffs, said they were a violation of World Trade Organization rules, and said it would file a legal challenge under the WTO's dispute resolution mechanism. President Trump's national security adviser has told Russian officials that they can avoid new sanctions by staying out of U.S. elections. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says he pressed his Russian counterpart in a Geneva meeting about election interference.
I made it clear that we wouldn't tolerate meddling.
He added the Russians will face no new sanctions if they stop. Bolton says he got no reaction at all when he raised the issue with Nikolai Petrushev. As far as consequences if they don't stop, Bolton said the focus is on making sure there's no repetition of 2016. Asked whether the political turmoil generated by the convictions this week of two top Trump figures has any effect on his job, Bolton said.
Of course not. I mean, that's a silly question.
I'm Warren Levinson.
The former head of German intelligence says NATO secrets aren't safe to share with Austria. There's growing concern among Western intelligence agencies about close ties between senior Austrian ministers and Russia. This is VOA News. A hurricane